Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. And that website is ageofthecustomer.com. Please check that out when you get a chance. Find out more about what my thoughts on the age of the customer. It's happening, folks. Are you prepared for that? Are you prepared for the moment of relevance? Lauren Berger is our guest, our new friend, CEO, and the founder of InternQueen.com. I'm proud of her because she launched her own business 5 years ago, and has been, and if she's still in business 5 years later, that means she knows what she's got going on. She's the author of a number of books, including Welcome to the Real World. It's all about helping Gen Y come into the to the real marketplace and deal with reality. And Lauren, congratulations again on the book and on the work that you're doing. Say the websites again. You got a couple of them.
It's intern.com is our internship site.
Internqueen.com. Yep. And then
LaurenBergerInc.com.
All right, so check that out. So here's the chapter that I think you should put in the next edition of your book. And the title of the book, the chapter is, Seriously, Dude, You Could Actually Learn Something from a Baby Boomer.
Yeah.
What do you think? Is that something Gen Y's could, is that a chapter Gen Y's could benefit from?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that students definitely, or young people definitely don't realize just how much they can learn from their boss.
Have you had baby boomers to talk to you about this? Is this something you hear from them about?
Yeah, it's definitely something that I've heard a lot about, and you know, things like topics like finding a mentor is how I really stress this to young people. I talk about it a little bit in the book. I have a great section about how I work with my mentor, and I interviewed my mentor actually, who works for the Ford Motor Company, for this chapter of the book. And it is so important, even if you're working at a huge company, to find someone that's probably a baby boomer at your company to help sort of guide you and mentor you. I would encourage young people to look for mentors inside and outside of their company because you never know when you're going to really click and have that great relationship with someone.
You know, Lauren, I've been around a long time. My gray hair is not premature. And I have had many mentors in my career. I still quote them. I still think about things they taught me. I mean, all the way back a long, long, long time ago, decades ago. And guess what, Lauren? Not one of them at the time knew they were mentoring me. The reason they were my mentors is because I was paying attention to what they did and to what they said, to the things they did right and the things they did wrong. What do you think?
Right. No, I mean, I can relate. My first boss didn't necessarily know that she was mentoring me. We didn't have a conversation about
it. No.
But like you're saying, I was paying attention to how she was running her business. And I was not a business or entrepreneurship major in college. I was a communications major. I had no idea how to run my own business. But in 2009, when I set out to be the intern queen full time, it was important that I knew how to make every day a busy day. And I learned that from my first boss.
Well, exactly, and see, this is the thing that I really think that the reason I'm excited about your work, Lauren, is because if you could get across to Gen Y, folks, you don't have to say, "Hey, boss, would you be my mentor?" You don't have. All you got to do is just say to yourself, "You know what? This person is in this job. They've started this company. It actually is functioning. They're still successful in the marketplace, so they must have learned something." And sometimes, Lauren, when baby boomers talk to Gen Y, we get the idea that they think anything past day before yesterday is totally useless. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I definitely can understand that. I think that a lot of young people think, well, they don't understand, you know, XYZ technologies, so maybe I don't need to listen. I don't need to pay attention. And that couldn't be further from the truth. There's so much you can learn from the baby boomers around you. And just hearing about their experiences and how they've gotten to where they are today is so important to understand that, because they've really paved the way.
Well, one of the things that we have to realize is the marketplace is more about new tools than new rules, right? I mean, just because you got new tools doesn't mean that human beings don't want to be treated the same way. Doesn't mean that customers don't want to be treated the same way. You talked about running a business. The fundamentals of running a business haven't changed.
Right, and I think with all this technology everywhere, I think there's actually more benefit and value placed on face-to-face communication, you know?
One of the things that I've been wondering about, and I wanted to get your thoughts on real quickly, is I think maybe Gen Y think that they have so much content that they don't always realize they need context. What do you think about that?
I like that. I think that's a great phrase. I would agree.
Yeah. Give us your websites again, please, Lauren.
Internwing.com and LaurenBergerInc.com, and the book is Welcome to the Real World.
Welcome to the Real World. It's a great title, folks. Hey, Lauren, you've got more to teach us. Will you come back another day?
I will, of course.
We've enjoyed having you here. Good job today, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Lauren Berger, ladies and gentlemen, Welcome to the Real World. I like that title, don't you? 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Got a hot rod.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.